CLW 83 Network. Tune in.
The following podcast contains graphic language that may offend some listeners. Discretion is advised.
And now, WrestleChat.net presents the North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by...
Fun times in Cleveland again.
Still Cleveland.
Warden threw a party and he spent some bucks. Didn't invite Cena cause he totally sucks. Cena started rapping, it all went south. Know your role, jabroni, and shut your mouth. Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Cena's got a menstrual clock, but we're dancing cause Cleveland rocks.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. I seem to recall The Rock singing...
The Rock says Cleveland is totally lame. How did this dump get the Hall of Fame? The Rock has to say all shucks. Cause Cleveland doesn't rock, no, it totally sucks. I said now Cleveland sucks.
It could be worse though, at least we're not Detroit. We're not Detroit!
Yes, a concert that was in desperate need of a hurricane interruption. Music is not our strong suit here. We just talk about wrestling. So welcome, everyone, to the North American Wrestling Connection, as sponsored by WrestleChat.net. My name is Nikki Heyman. Allow me to introduce our panel tonight. First, somebody who is within a couple of stone's throws of Cleveland, Mr. Josh Henniger.
Good evening, everyone. I'm now in glorious HD.
Does that help here? Probably.
Yes. It doesn't sound like I'm in a tube anymore.
That's true.
Fuck you, BTR.
Attaboy. Next, we've got a man up to his neck in brackets. That would be VRM.
Duke forgot the super ACC formula because they lost in the first round. Same with Missouri. And hopefully Detroit is as they are in the song because they're still hanging in there with Kansas right now. Imagine three number twos down in one day.
Makes me very happy as Florida State has continued to advance. But now for our fourth, a fine young individual who is rejoining us after months away due to financial issues, but we have corrected that. So please, gentlemen, on your feet, hats off for this brief introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, making her CLW 83 debut post FUBTR, Miss Trista Timpson.
Yeah! That's my anthem. That I can sing in two languages. What? We are forced to learn that, though, so.
But seriously, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
So, on the topic of music. Since we do not do recaps, if you didn't watch the show, that's your own damn fault. We had the rock and rap edition of Monday Night Raw, which I feel partially slighted only because they did rock and rap back in 2005, and all we got was the rap. We did not get Fozzie. And Trista, it was a sad day.
I bet it was.
But... You know, to Cena's credit, he did us a favor and jumped in the Wayback Machine and tumbled out like it was 2003. Stepboy, I bet you dug that.
Yes, I did. The only thing that was missing was the overly silly Vanilla Ice outfit.
And B2, come to think of it. Mm-hmm. VRM, you know, you get... Yeah. I'm hoping you watched this wonderful bit of old school. What'd you think?
I was at first thinking where's the U.S. title, because that was actually a decent spinner. Mm-hmm. But then I remembered, well, no, this is 2003, not 2004. This is. But yeah, I was like, it was like, who are you and what have you done with John Cena? John Cena actually decided to be entertaining for an evening.
And this being, you know, this being just before he started his gradual face turn into 2004, where he won the U.S. title off of Big Show at WrestleMania. Yet another one of his fine losses that Cody Rhodes wanted to spout about. But yeah, Cena old school was definitely entertaining a lot of fun. I've missed it terribly. And true story, and if anybody needs a picture, I can prove it. I still have, from Mr. Cena himself, a coupon for a wrap-off.
Yes.
The first time I ever got to meet him, this was in 2003, he was recovering from a wrist injury because the poor man had to fight Albert.
Ugh.
And I mentioned that I'd seen him battle rap a fan at another show. He signed a picture, and then on the back it said, "Good for one battle rap from the Doctor of Thugonomics." Which I cashed in late 2004 and lost miserably.
Wow.
Did you prepare beforehand?
I tried, but unfortunately, let me just roll up my sleeves here. And you can see that, unfortunately, due to the color of my skin, I may not be Seamus, but I'm not built for rap.
Neither was Eminem, but look at him.
I wasn't going to go there.
Hey, skin color has nothing to do with music.
That's probably true.
Oh, wait, snow.
So, contrasting this with the Rock concert, and Jim's intro did do me the favor. Rock only knows one song on that damn guitar, and Trista, he had Cliff's notes, even if they weren't on his wrist.
He has rhymed fuck and suck before. He did that in Toronto when he claimed that he was bigger than a bear, faster than a buck, and the best thing to hit Toronto because the Maple Leafs suck.
And so. I know you also missed, but you missed the end of it where, Statboy, did you see the karaoke that was going on?
Oh, God. You mean the abomination of a karaoke song?
The Jeez fact that he couldn't, right, he couldn't even keep up with the VRM. How hard did you facepalm?
I was rather not impressed by the entire Rock concert. Here we are expecting one of his masterpieces from 2003. I know he wasn't gonna bash the crowd because he's trying to get the crowd behind him because nobody knows who the damn heel in this feud is supposed to be.
We don't, but yeah, I'll sum it up for you, man.
Poopy.
Anyway. Although that might also include the content. Let's see. But the WWE figures that we have not gotten enough of this, so they're actually doing a special about Rock and Cena on March the 26th. Set your DVRs. And
to burn?
No! I don't want to lose my Mythbusters episodes, too. Set your VCRs to, huh? But I think, actually, I spoke with you earlier, Tristan. You've probably put this best. They've had a year to put this together. You'd think we'd have more stuff.
Yeah. They had a year to prepare for this feud and a year to think of ideas on, you know, how to push it and how to get under each other's skin. And it really just feels like they're like, hey, we just found out that Rock can show up. Okay, Cena, what are you going to do? And he'll be like, oh, I'm going to do blah, blah, blah. And then WWE is like, oh, good, because The Rock's going to do blah, blah, blah. And then they just throw it together, and it sucks. And I think they really didn't need a year to build up this feud if this is how it was turning out.
Statboy?
Yeah, these guys have not really done that well considering all the preparation they should have had. Because those first 4 or 5 months that they should have started sowing the seeds, they did nothing. They were just spinning their wheels from the night after WrestleMania until October at the earliest when Rock came back for Survivor Series. Yeah, this has been straight up horrible.
And then after Survivor Series until only a couple weeks ago, it stagnated again.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a really stagnant, boring build to the feud. I mean, I'm sure they're going to try and deliver this spectacular match where everyone's going to go home happy, but I'm not expecting a lot from this one. I'm sorry to say, and I am a big Rock fan, but I'm getting a little put off by this feud. I'm watching WrestleMania to watch CM Punk, Jericho, and the Hell in a Cell. I'm not watching for Rock Cena, despite the fact that they've been building it for a year. So again, allegedly.
So, hey, WWE Creative, you dropped the ball.
Again.
Dad.
So, let's see. What other nonsense happened?
Wait, just a quick question.
Yes, ma'am.
How much time did Rock and Hogan have to build?
All right, that was understandable because that was 2 months. Because they debuted at No Way Out. They had 1 month.
Mm-hmm. And it's way better.
Yeah, they built that one
way better.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of those things where they realize they're like, "Hey, we have a year to build this up." And then they just completely slacked off like the average college student would do when they find out they have a project due at the end of the semester. But they're mm-hmm. like, I have all semester to do this project.
Yeah, and then comes that last, the last 2 weeks.
That's how it feels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this is supposed to be epic, but again, creative scratching their heads.
I just don't know what went wrong.
I don't think they're scratching their heads. I think they may be scratching something else. These nuts.
Lame.
Oh, screw you.
Okay, but let's actually get back to the show. Speaking of shilling, has anybody considered enlisting the services of Ace Attorney David Otunga?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you have a case for him, Trista?
No. But if he could show up at my house with his shirt off, I think that would be awesome. Mm. And a paper bag over his head.
Is it something about indecent exposure here?
I just don't like his face. It's good from far, far from good.
Oh, my goodness. But apparently it's actually gotten a whole lot of Twitter traffic. I saw a lot blow up on his Twitter Monday night, and apparently it did not stop with SmackDown tonight, since the ad ran again. A whole bunch of people have been sending him stuff. Which unfortunately has also included responses such as him stealing other people's girlfriends, advising people to steal other people's girlfriends. And I'm thinking, is that advice legal or just typical?
Typical.
Yeah. But I got to give the man props. Steady as a rock, not the rock. Steady as a rock and completely composed, despite the fact that he'd ripped his pants during his match with Kofi this week. Proud of you, man. Let's see. from the Peanut Gallery, nobody drinks a cup of coffee like David Otunga. And speaking of drinking, okay. I will humbly request the man from the peanut gallery who sent me that first comment to cover his ears for this next part, because I know he didn't like it. We had an interesting pipe bomb from somebody other than CM Punk, but it was decided that his opponent had quite a bit to say. After all, he just appears on the monitor.
Your hero has arrived!
And points out the dirty, dark secret of CM Punk's past. That
your daddy's an alcoholic.
Now, can I ask anybody, is that from, is that Richard Pryor or Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy, I believe.
It's from that stupid segment. I got the ice cream and you can't have none because you're on welfare and your dad is an alcoholic.
Oh, that is Eddie. That screams
now, Eddie. So Jericho drops this on Punk, and Punk looks like he's just lost his last friend. Trista, did you catch this promo?
I did. I liked it a lot because I think it's the first time since the summer that someone actually got to Punk, because he's always been like, oh, you're going to insult me. Well, I'm just going to say this obscure reference and everyone's going to love it. But this time it just seemed like someone actually got underneath his skin and there was nothing he could say to get back at it. And I thought that showing that bit of vulnerability towards Punk's character is really going to help the match at Mania.
Which is interesting, because VRM, I've seen a couple of responses, not only on the fan boards, but I've had some conversations where some people think that's too much on top of the feud. Isn't the fact that these two are two of the best wrestlers on the roster enough?
Yeah, I would imagine it's good. I mean, out of the most technical wrestlers on the roster right now, the Punk, Brian, Jericho, who else? I need to.
That like, about sums it up.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. They're the three best wrestlers in the company right now. Brian sat up with his program with Sheamus, so you have Punk and Jericho. Let them fight over this Best of the World title. The last thing we need is to add something in. And now you're adding a storyline that, if I remember what I read on WrestleChat before, Punk used this in an angle back in 05, back in Ring of Honor, when he was feuding with Raven or something.
Oh, Raven really got him.
It goes back even further than that.
Oh,
and '03. I've seen this promo, and since Punk likes to dig into his bag of tricks from the past, anybody want to start putting money down on whether or not he's going to bust out this promo next week?
Well, if I remember how that promo even came across, was like if you've seen it, then you see him. He's all bloodied and battered and way younger looking, because it was a while ago. But I think it's gonna have to be like, he's gonna have to be all bloodied and battered to get the same emotional message across, that like, I did this so I wouldn't turn out like that, you know? Like, there's gonna have to be something that's like, that's gonna tear him apart, and he finally has to snap. And I just think that mentioning his dad was an alcoholic, I think that's just like the tip of the iceberg. But something huge has to happen where he's just like, blah! And then he comes out with the promo.
And unfortunately, the list of people that can get Punk riled up like that is pretty darn short, stat boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say there's only, a handful of people that can get Punk that riled up. And the last one to do that, he slapped a woman in the face repeatedly, and he still is a goddamn chicken.
Whom are you speaking of?
Chris Brown.
Well, yeah, but we can't bring it.
Slap.
Ugh.
And we ain't
given. We've seen Punk this dejected? Yeah, not since Raven back in 03. Not since. I don't even remember any time between then and now that he did.
No, because you know, I can't think of anything either because, I mean, I went back, I was looking at some of my older stuff. I had some footage from late 07 when he had his 15 minutes of fame match with Morrison and beat him.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I was also fortunate enough to be at the ECW taping when Punk took the title off of Morrison. And this was one of the rare times that they taped ECW before they did SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I remember this is because I looked at the person who I was with and I said, you know what? I could go home right now. I don't think we're going to get any better than that. Would I pay $60 just to see Punk win a title? Absolutely. And it looks like I'm going to be paying $60 to watch him retain a title against another very, very good wrestler. So, what else have I got in this mess? Well, since we're on the topic of Ring of Honor, guys, Daniel Bryan is having way too much fun abusing AJ, and not physically.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. Who's watched wrestling the longest out of the four of us? Because it ain't me.
Not me.
I don't believe I'm saying this. It may be me.
All right, Josh, when did you...
I started... The first thing I can remember is Shawn Michaels during that weird first run as a singles guy before he truly broke up with the Rockers.
Okay, yeah, you got it, because my real knowledge of actually watching only goes back to Foley's third championship reign and how it ended to Triple H.
Trista, do you go back any further?
I remember watching Randy Savage get bit by Jake the Snake's snake.
So we're in the same neck of the woods.
And okay. That's when my dad told me it was fake.
Okay.
I was four.
Okay, Trista, then let me throw something at you, because you've kind of said a magic word here. Because Daniel Bryan and AJ, are you getting a Randy Savage, Miss Elizabeth vibe yet?
Not in the least bit. She's too... Elizabeth just had, like, this elegance with her. Like, she always looked like royalty because she just did. She always had the dresses and her hair was always done and she had the heels. And AJ's just too much of a tomboy to even get that close to Elizabeth. Like, I think the two of them are just on total opposites of the spectrum.
Ouch, sorry about that noise. Actually, I'll put it another way. I'm not looking necessarily at their overall character. What I'm looking at is just I'm looking at the interaction part of it.
I still don't see that.
Okay. Statboy, let me pick your brain on this one. Do you see it?
I see a little bit of it, but there's not much yet there. You've got to more or less give this time and let it mature, especially... as Daniel Bryan goes to WrestleMania, loses the belt, and probably goes on an insane Macho Man-esque angle.
It's doable. Just the way that he talked to her, the way he's talked to her the last couple of weeks, especially with SmackDown, and yeah, the dress looked a whole lot better on the mannequin.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that makes him very slappable. Makes him so, so slappable. So, good on him. Okay. Boogity, 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 boogity. Anything else on Raw that I really want to touch on? Anything else that we should touch on with Raw?
Brodus Clay. Woo!
Yes.
Yes.
A Funkosaurus sighting.
The rare endangered
He's my
Funkosaurus.
Favorite. I've been this into a wrestler since Edge.
I'm just kind of scratching my head. I'm also kind of disappointed that he wasn't at the Raw I attended a couple of weeks ago in Minneapolis. But don't get me wrong, he has an awesome entrance. And he looks like he's having way too much fun with it, even though the man has absolutely zero rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
the effort that counts.
Oh, no, E for effort, but then the match starts, and it's kind of that's kind of when it's all over for me. So, you know, what else is there, Trista, that sells you on that?
I don't know. It's just his charisma. Like, I like wrestlers like Delirious and Colt Cabana, so I think to actually see a wrestler go out and have a good time with what he's doing, even if it is only going to be 45 seconds, I just find that really intriguing, because he's like, hey, this is all I'm given. I'm going to make the best of it. And he does.
And
I think it's awesome.
Well, actually, no. I'm going to give you that because Colt is of a similar mindset. He has said in so many words, "I don't care what I'm doing as long as you put me on TV." And I think that's where Clay is at this point. And you know, more power to him. But dude, you're going to have to learn how to wrestle at some point.
Yeah, he's going to have to learn like a whole bunch more, really. Especially if his character is going to go any further than the Funkasaurus and his two hot backup dancers. But with what he's given right now, like, I hear that music and I'm just like, I'm not fast-forwarding through this because that's how I watch Raw.
There you go.
He makes me stop my fast-forwarding.
Did you stop fast-forwarding when we had a epic verbal confrontation with Mr. Holy Heartbreak and the Dead Man?
No, I fast-forward through that. I don't find that feud entertaining at all. Mm. I'm not buying Mania for that match.
I understand, but I think VRM might be.
Yeah, I am. I've already forgotten the details of the promo because I've been too busy focusing on basketball.
Tisk. Essentially, you know, Sean and the Dead Man had a further discussion, since Sean hadn't had a chance to talk to the Dead Man since his announcement that he was the special guest referee. Sean accusing Taker of talking behind his back. Taker apparently not really worried that he has to have Sean as a ref. Probably because he would rather have Shawn Michaels as a ref instead of Scott Armstrong. I mean, that's not very nice. But the implication at this point, after Shawn and Taker were done with their bantering, the evil boss, Dr. Levesque, poked his nose, all of it, out from around the curtain, and essentially implied to the Dead Man that he's got Sean in his pocket.
South Philly screwjob. South Beach screwjob. South Beach screwjob.
Yeah, and, you know, that's only the second time that Hunter's gotten away with crotch chopping the Dead Man. At least he did it at range.
Oh, don't feed his ego.
So, but I'm still intrigued. I know Trista isn't, but I'm still very intrigued about this, and I'm still trying to work out how in the world they're going to get a Hell in a Cell set up in an outdoor venue, because I keep thinking of the canopy from WrestleMania 24, and I don't think that's strong enough to have the winch cranes that they typically use to suspend cages over the ring.
Unless they do the lighting a little differently. Unless they do larger truss,
mm-hmm.
with I'm trying to think how they could do it. A larger truss with stiffer supports,
mm-hmm.
and have the cage in the middle of the lighting truss, and, like, make it like that wide so that it'll fit in between the truss.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I think the other thing that we gotta look at is which cage are they going to use? Are they going to use the original Hell in a Cell, or are they going to go with the new one that they picked up around, I think the first show they used it was Unforgiven 06.
Hmm. Yeah, I hope they go with the original, because, I mean, Triple H and Undertaker, they are Hell in a Cell.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And yet this is the first time the two of them have really met one-on-one in Hell in a Cell, because they did meet in Armageddon in the Armageddon 2000.
But there were six guys in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm saying it's the first time they really met single one-on-one in Hell in a Cell. Because, I mean, I think Undertaker, his main thing from that one is was chokeslamming Rikishi into the back of the truck.
Right.
And what did Triple H even do in that one?
I couldn't even tell you, because I don't think I've even sat and watched this match. The only reason I know about it is Rock's promo where he impersonated everybody. So, but it's at this point the funny thing is that since Rock Cena is what they are building the entire pay-per-view around, this Hell in a Cell will not be the final match, which means they're going to have an arrangement so that the cage can be lowered and raised.
Mm-hmm. I would have.
Go ahead, Trista. I'm sorry.
They'll just give the Rock more camera time. You know what's going to happen.
True. Fiora, what were you going to say?
If I were to hazard a guess on the order for this, I would say the last five matches, world title, Hell in a Cell, WWE, and some order of WWE and throwaway, and then Rock Cena as the main.
WWE, the Divas match, and then the Rock Cena. Yeah. And that much is true. That's also something we need to touch on for WrestleMania matches as well. We've got ourselves a Divas match more or less completely and utterly set up.
And it was something that wasn't actually set up on any sort of regular WWE programming. It happened on Extra, a show I personally do not watch. Do you watch it, Trista?
I do. I watch it for Mario Lopez.
Well, this is in regards to Maria Menounos.
Yes.
Did you see this segment?
I did not see the segment, but I have followed it closely.
Okay, and you are fading away. You're hard to hear right now.
Sorry. Can you hear me now?
Oh, I can hear you. You just sound distant and staticky.
The microphone is like further back. So.
Ah.
I've moved it closer. My bad.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Boogity boogity boogity. So, let's see. If I understood this correctly, is it? Uh-oh, what did I miss?
You missed me more or less slamming the other half down. You go boogity boogity boogity, I go let's go racing, boys.
Wrong!
Doofus.
Yes, I am.
Anywho. So, let's see. Maria Menounos and Kelly versus Beth Phoenix and Natalya. Am I getting that right? Which tells you how much I'm...
It's Beth Phoenix and Eve versus Kelly and Maria Menounos. Or it could even be just a normal singles match with Beth Phoenix facing Eve with Maria Menounos as the special guest.
No, you were right the first time. Maria Menounos and Kelly versus Beth Phoenix and Eve Torres.
Oh, Jesus.
So, that just tells you how much I'm interested in this match. I'm actually more interested in a Randy Orton match than I am in this Divas tag.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing with the Divas tag, though, is that they hardly even built it up on Raw, right? Like, they're depending on Extra to build up this match. What is the crossover audience between, like, people who watch WWE and people who watch Extra?
They're
not even giving their own talent time to build up this match because they're too busy giving friggin' Triple H and Undertaker, like, you know, 20 minutes to talk, and then they have to give The Rock more time. Like, there's 45 minutes of your programming right there.
Yeah, it seems that they don't even... They know that 80% of the people that are watching at home, they're using that badge to go to the bathroom.
Exactly. It's, mm-hmm. I think it's disrespectful towards the divas that, you know, they're not even giving them TV time to build this. Like, what, they have, like, a 30-second segment last week with Seth being like, why wasn't I on Extra? And then it's like, oh, what's Extra? And then they show the Bellas and Alicia Fox. Like, is that who you really want to be, like, the face of your divas division? Like, it's a bad part on WWE's behalf. This is a bad build-up for a WrestleMania match. This has nothing to do with who's involved. It has everything to do with how the WWE is writing it.
Unfortunately, it was kind of a forced hand type situation, mainly because of that very unfortunate situation involving Karma.
But it's their job.
Okay, it might be their job, but...
I understand what happened to Karma. Yeah. Tragic and whatever, but if it's your job to build a match, then it's your job to make sure these people get TV time. They're not getting TV time, and they're relying on a syndicated entertainment talk show, news talk show thing, for people to find out about this match. That's pathetic and it's disrespectful.
Oops.
I have just received an email from the anonymous general manager on my Zeebo.
Oh. What?
Oh.
No. I think, I'm hoping a copy of...
system.
I hope some of that went through to the Chief High Muckamuck's new iPad. I know he was talking about it earlier, and he was quite proud of it. Let's see. What have I got here? You stay out of this, cat. I'm serious. Did you hear this? You want in on this, cat? Seriously, do you want in on this? Yeah, now that the attention's on you, you don't want to say anything. Okay. And no, the GM is not feline. Let's see, and I quote, they could have saved some time on the show instead of having Zack Ryder running around like a little virgin when it comes to Eve and actually have built up the match further. Since Zack is using his own social media to just try to getting on Team Teddy, so he should be out of the Divas storyline already. I kind of agree with that. So while Zach is out there selling his internet championship and his opportunities, you guys need to take a moment and sell some damn soap. So Trista, our GM usually has to break in about halfway through the show and just tell us all to shut up for a couple of minutes. So, if you need a minute to grab some water or a bathroom break, this is the time, guys.
Gotcha.
So We will be back with more of the North American Wrestling Connection after these messages.
You're listening to the North American Wrestling Connection, presented by WrestleChat.net on the CLW 83 network.
On this.
We have a great show for you tonight, as if I'd say otherwise.
It's actually going to be a very boring show this week. But wait!
I'll take entertaining answers for 800.
Well, with that said, we should actually end the show.
Boy, LeBron, what the heck were you thinking a year ago?
And the Facebook app interface is a really good way to keep yourself relevant and to even make a few bucks off of it if you can.
Yes, I Facebooked my Twitter and then got a restraining order thereafter.
let's boogie tonight. I'm surprised you got away with this on YouTube.
Thanks for joining us, and until next time, stay sporty.
The CLW 83 Network. Tune in.
Williams Wear is now a part of the CLW 83 Network and is proud to offer official CLW 83 Network merchandise. Go to williamswear.clw83.com. Click the CLW 83 Wear button and browse through an ever-growing, ever-changing selection of items dedicated to your favorite CLW 83 shows and websites. The BS Big Show, the NAWC, Game Show Garbage, and many more. All available at williamswear.clw83.com, the official online store of the CLW 83 Network. Tune in and shop right now. How many pro wrestling news websites do you visit to get your daily news? 3, 4, maybe 5? Do yourself a favor and make that number 1. WrestleChat.net, the only professional wrestling news site that brings you all wrestling news all day long, and is home of the critically acclaimed Still Real to Us podcast, starring former CZW, ROH, and ECW announcer Eric Gargiulo and the champ Jeff Peck. That's WrestleChat.net. WrestleChat, it's where it's at.
Hi, this is Carl Chenier, and you're listening to the CLW 83 Network. Tune in.
It's a dance number. Yeah, we get it.
We're back for the second half of the North American Wrestling Connection, as sponsored by WrestleChat.net. We try not to overlap with other people's programming, but WWE just still hasn't quite got that figured out. I've learned that that WrestleMania Access is actually having an autograph session during the Hall of Fame ceremonies. Now, Statboy, we were talking during the commercial, and you said that this has happened before.
Yeah, it's happened 3 times. This will be the 3rd year that this has happened. It first happened 2 years ago at WrestleMania 26. And then last year at 27. It's happening again this year.
I've got the list of the guys that are going to be at this autograph session, and it's a mix of low carders, injured wrestlers, and a couple of potential Hall of Famers. The list that was given to me was Wade Barrett, Mick Foley, Ted DiBiase Jr., Kane, Paul Bearer, Brodus Clay, both of his dancers, Jinder Mahal, Layla, Mason Ryan, Teddy Long, AJ, Caitlin, and Drew McIntyre. Now, as somebody who enjoys her recruiting, I'd be flipping a coin, because there's a good handful on here that I need. But Trista, I'm sure you'd twist my arm to go sit next to you while we watch Edge get inducted, right?
I'm so pissed off he's getting inducted this year. I'm sorry. That came out way more harsh than I expected it to.
No. You have every right to be upset. They should have saved this for when we could get a Mania out your way.
Exactly. In Toronto. Which should have been this year for the 10-year anniversary of Rock and Hogan. But whatever, WWE. Fuck you.
Don't sugarcoat it for us, dear. Tell us how you really feel.
I haven't seen Edge since 2006. Unforgiven, when he lost to Cena in a TLC match. And I was heartbroken. So I thought maybe the next time I'd see him, I could see him get inducted into the Hall of Fame. But no, they decided to do it when I have no job and no way to get to Miami. So, I hate WWE.
I will say that I at least was blessed enough that I got to see him shortly before his retirement and actually got to see him do the Educator live, something that I've been wanting to get a picture of for, you know,
I have
ever
a
since.
Picture of that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got a picture. I actually got a picture of it. I was so happy, and I forget who was with me, but they were just shaking their heads while I'm sitting there taking pictures, going, "Educator, educator, educator." I can't. I know.
I just get bitter when I think about it.
Yeah, like I said, I was just glad that I got that opportunity, and yes, I was being silly.
It's a markout moment. A markout, bro.
I couldn't help it. But I need to talk to about a couple of people on this list that unfortunately will not be at the Hall of Fame, and in particular is Wade Barrett, who of course is still laid up right now with the elbow injury that I unfortunately had to witness in person. He's had the surgery, and he's not going to make it to Mania. But they're going to be doing him a great big favor that when he comes back, they're going to get him in line for SummerSlam. The going story is that they're going to try to get him the briefcase. And so, Statboy, do you think this is a good move, or do you think he should just get it on his own?
This is a good move, though. Yeah, when it comes to Money in the Bank, I don't think I would give him the briefcase first. I'd give him second. Because there's one guy right now that I feel that could be huge. And unfortunately, most people are going to be like, maybe a little too soon. But I would say Cody's ready.
I don't think Cody needs... I almost think Cody doesn't need it to get there. And plus, I don't think they're... Even though they're really high on Cody, I don't think they're going to make him a two-belt champion. First, we got to get that Intercontinental title moved. And... I'll just put it out there. Actually, VRM, do you think, since we've got Cody versus Big Show at WrestleMania, do you think they'd actually put the Intercontinental title on show?
Well, first I want to say is, holy crap, they're actually defending the IC title at Mania!
That's true, that's big.
I mean, we've only had one defense since 18.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, the piss-poor JBL Rey Mysterio
30-second match.
Yeah.
That was Ray dressed up as Avatar.
No, that was he dressed up like the Joker.
Oh, okay. I remember WrestleMania, so I got Rey Mysterio War.
And, yeah, this one was the Joker outfit, which, you know, I saw him walking down the ramp with this, and I looked at somebody, and I said, but Joker's a heel.
JR made that comment about Heath Ledger.
Yeah. Unfortunate. And then, you know, some of the IWC rejoiced in the fact that JBL was going to be off their TV screens.
I remember.
Mm-hmm. So.
I kind of wish he was back at the table to keep... I know he's a heel, but I wish he was back at the table to keep Michael Cole shut up.
Yeah.
I would rather just have him flat out replace Michael Cole, but, you know, I've gone through that enough, and the fact that I just mentioned Hambone by name, I deserve this.
Shut up!
Anyway, so let's see. Ted Jr. still hurt. Kane, who should be a Hall of Famer just as much as The Undertaker. I don't need to talk much about his upcoming match with Orton, because the only cool thing about that is the little piece of continuity, tenuous as it is, but this is Kane we're talking about. Storylines don't necessarily have to make sense, do they?
No.
Not when Kane's involved.
Yeah.
What fun is there in making sense? Anyway. But since we're talking Hall of Fame, congratulations need to go out. It was announced, I believe, on the website, but has not been formally announced on TV, that Mil Mascaras is going in.
Congratulations for finally getting fully inducted.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Was you only half inducted?
Fill her in.
Huh?
Can you fill her in on that, Statboy?
More or less, Mil Mascaras was inducted months ago when WWE was doing their tour of Mexico. It was about the time, wasn't that about the time Sin Cara was more or less said, Hey, come on in. Given his contract or something?
I forget. I just know that, you know, I was guessing that they were down there and that was one of the things that they were setting up. I didn't realize that they had made this official during the tour. But, you know, more power to them. It's good to see somebody who was such a huge influence in the Lucha Libre, in the field of Lucha Libre, from the Peanut Gallery. It was announced in Mexico officially by the evil boss Dr. Levescu during the same press conference that they signed Sin Cara. So, okay, makes sense. Somebody else's phone was probably ringing for the Hall of Fame, or at least she hasn't gone into the details of this, but Alundra Blaze, Medusa, whichever name you might know her by, has gone on the record that she has been contacted by the WWE. And VRM, it sounds like a Hall of Fame bid to me.
Well, she probably has to bring one thing with her if she wants to get into the hall. That's the original forbidden words WWF Women's Championship.
That's a whole bunch of forbidden words right there. Mm-hmm. Women's Championship.
And frankly, I would pay a whole lot of money for her to show up on TV, because I understand she's still in pretty good shape and could probably still go. Show of hands, who wants to see her get her hands on the pretty, pretty princess belt and put that in the trash?
Me!
Yay!
My hand is up.
My hand's up too.
Yeah, I figured this was a foregone conclusion, but I had to ask.
Well, duh.
It's gonna get, but it'll be taken care of. So, I've got my fingers crossed. I'm guessing if they are getting her for a Hall of Fame bid, that we will hear about it probably not this Monday, but the following Monday. And who knows? I'd pay some money to actually see her work.
So would I at this point. So would I.
You know, I realize that you know, in the last decade or so, she's been touring the. Is she still doing Monster Truck?
Yeah, she's still in Monster Truck along with that one guy from Techno Team 2000.
That's clean over my head. Anybody?
Chad Fortune, the other guy, you know, the not Eric Watts dude from Techno Team 2000.
Jannetty. Jannetty, 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 Jannetty.
Yeah.
Let's see. So, you know, fingers crossed. I hope that actually pans out. Mm-hmm. Boogity boogity. Don't say it. Actually, I'm going to have some fun. That I know Matthew had his DVR running when he grabbed a small flub from The Undertaker Monday night. Since Trista fast forwarded over this, she didn't catch it.
Oh, dear.
I read about it.
Where Undertaker said April the 21st.
Oopsie.
I don't know what he's doing on that Saturday.
I have a pretty good guess, actually. Don't you, VRM?
Yeah, it's there's a little event in the Phillips Arena. Called UFC 145, Jones versus Evans.
And for some...
Evans? I love Rashawn Evans.
Yeah, he's got another title match against John Jones.
I like him a lot.
So, anybody want to pay that extra $50 for Callaway Hickenbottom in the undercard?
Oh, yes!
I only have one stipulation with that, and I want, you know, I want Brock Lesnar as the special guest referee. I mean, even though the diverticulitis is all taken care of, he can't be in that bad a shape to just don the stripes, right?
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
Who in the hell do you think you are?
I unfortunately do not have you want to go. But poor, poor dead man. Just too, you know, the trauma of being shaved bald has finally gotten to him. Or is it wearing the Tom Landry fedoras? Oh. Yes, let's see. I don't think we've got too much else to go on, but Statboy, you have some stuff from, I don't want to say from smokinggun.com, but we do have a little bit of legal briefs that don't involve Ace Attorney David Otunga.
Yes, this is actually, I want to say, from TMZ, that lovely, lovely hotbed of news. Or TMZ. God. Why am I saying this like an Australian?
He said TMZ, Trista. He's Canadian. Shoot him now.
I have a question. I want to be like, actually, it's pronounced V, but
yes.
Where you're coming from.
Jim the Anvil Neidhart has been sentenced for his drug that he had. It was methadone and OxyContin pills, if memory serves. Okay. He was sentenced to 5 months and 29 days in jail for that. However, there's a second charge slapped onto that because during today's hearing, or actually it was yesterday's hearing, he was also sentenced with contempt of court during this day. So expect a longer jail sentence for him in the end.
And a longer fart gimmick for poor Natalia.
Ugh. That's just horrible.
Well, what was the contempt of court for? You know, what did he do? Hit the judge with his finisher?
No, he was screaming, being belligerent. You know.
Being a wrestler.
Or, yeah, just being old cantankerous Jim the Anvil Neidhart. Yeah.
Yeah. Shaking my head on that. Okay. No. We can't go away just yet. This is coming in.
Just in.
Yes, it is. Although it's been it's actually been bouncing around the net for most of the week. And I'm quoting directly from wrestlingnews.net. Yes, I know I should be going to WrestleChat, and so should everybody else. But this was where I was originally introduced to the article, so forgive me for now, and if we lose our sponsorship, my bad. In a letter sent to several MMA companies, including UFC and Strikeforce, and several professional wrestling companies, including WWE and TNA, the Oklahoma State Athletic Commissions noted they will not be accepting applications for professional wrestling, MMA, or boxing events to be held in the state of Oklahoma after March 31st. The decision was apparently made by the State Athletic Commission due to a lack of funding. However, UFC's current lawsuit involving the pay-per-view tax that the state has been ongoing since 2004 and costs UFC around $80,000 a year, which could possibly be repealed by Oklahoma legislature. The state commission is claiming that without that tax, they cannot maintain the overhead as needed as an authority, as the tax accounts for 2/3 of their budget.
Actually, it accounts apparently from all of their budget, according to the director, Joe Miller.
Yikes.
Here's a quote. It takes approximately $360,000 for the commission to provide regulation for the approximately 275 events per year we regulate. The commission does not receive any state funding. We are funded solely from license fees, assessment on live events, and an assessment on pay-per-view events. We receive approximately $137,000 through license fees and assessments on live events. Receipts from pay-per-views are approximately $240,000 per year. About $80,000 per year comes from UFC. UFC has threatened a lawsuit against our pay-per-view law unless our legislature appeals our pay-per-view law during this session. The commission loses either way. Oklahoma has been collecting on pay-per-view since 2004, and this is the first time this issue has been brought to light. For the Oklahoma Commission to survive and for the combat sports to continue in Oklahoma, it will be up to the Oklahoma legislator to come up with a solution to the funding shortfall. You can do the math.
Yes, and since this is Oklahoma, I will now accept any JR and Jack Swagger jokes at this time. Trista, do you have one?
No, I don't.
Stat boy?
Sorry. No, but I can be incredibly mean-spirited towards Jack Swagger and possibly some other people as well. I'd rather pass.
That's fair. That's more than fair. VRM?
I pass as well.
Okay, because I know JR wasn't happy when he heard this.
Go to hell!
No, he probably was actually elated to hear this. You know why?
Why?
No more burying him!
No, 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 this is a complete burial. Now he can't even get a hometown pop.
That much is true.
And this just robs Jack Swagger of any pop. Oh, did I say that out loud?
What pop is there?
What he is there.
Yeah. Without that heat magnet.
A heat magnet?
Excuse me!
That would be his business manager.
Yes, heat magnet.
So I'm going to throw the obvious joke out there that WWE has nothing to worry about since they like to bill themselves as entertainment. They are also set up for – they're supposedly going to have a live broadcast in October depending on how all this shakes out. And if it doesn't shake out and the ban is still in place in October – let me get a quick show of hands here. Do you think we'll get a Kroenke situation where they make fun of the Oklahoma Athletic Commission on camera wherever they actually land? A la the basketball incident from a couple years ago?
Denver Nuggets fail.
Well, the Nuggets are really concerned that they don't really have any right to be mad, right? Like, if it's only about sports and their entertainment, then they should be in the clear for this.
Which has been my point. I don't think, you know, I don't really think that the Oklahoma Athletic Commission can come down on them. And what are they going to do? They're going to try to fine the WWE, which Vince is going to say, well, I'm going to make that in concessions in the night. So you'll have your check, but you'll have the check the next morning. They don't care.
I think we'd be okay in this case.
I don't think WWE is anything to worry about. UFC will find other venues because there's 49 other states that'll say, come on over.
48 other states.
Yeah, because...
Oh, New York. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jason. It's I think it's a really silly situation if the state really wants to lose money that badly.
Mm-hmm. Because they're going to stand to lose millions as a direct result of this crap.
And if Oklahoma is so strapped about this, they really should go take a look at, they should go look at Kentucky's model.
Yeah.
And I've had upfront experience with this. I actually had to get a Kentucky wrestling license a couple of years ago because they're super, super, super strict in Kentucky. You have to have your license current and in the system or you're not allowed to wrestle. And if you are a promoter and you have somebody on your card who does not have a license, they will shut you down. So, but here's what's funny. You go to their offices in, I believe it's Franklin, Kentucky, and it's in the one building downtown that is more than two stories high. You go into one little bitty office where there's a gal sitting in front of a computer with a laminate machine and a bunch of card blanks. You fill out a couple of paper, you fill out some forms, you give her $20, and you have your license.
Wow.
I don't, Yeah, I don't know what monies they use to cover agents who go to wrestling events throughout.
$3 bills.
Stop that. But the fact that I was told when I went to a show and I did not have my license, they looked everybody up before the show, and one of the guys who was tight with the promoter came up to me and said, "You wanted to wrestle, but you're not in the computer. You need to go put your gear back in the car. We don't want them to even think that you're trying to get on the show because you could get us shut down." So I drove down to the show for nothing. But Oklahoma really just needs to get their shit together.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. They just need to call. They just need to call Kentucky, and they'll show them how it's done.
Yeah.
And WWE will still laugh whenever they get fined by an athletic commission. They always do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's just take notes from Kentucky. Like, really.
It's that simple.
Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. And given that, Ohio Valley still operates out of there, even as a TNA developmental, they even have to abide by those rules. So that is something we are going to keep a close eye on. And speaking of money, this will probably be our last story for the night. Anybody willing to put some money up to listen to Vince Russo teach you how to learn how to work in the wrestling business?
I'm sorry,
but does Tomko give you beats?
No.
You were serious there.
I was. Serious. And Russell Chad even picked up this article. And I just looked at it and shook my head, and just one thing came to mind.
Bullshit!
Uh-huh.
Since Russo doesn't have a job anymore, this is the only way he's going to try to make any kind of money. And frankly, I already know how I'll feel when I walk out of his seminar.
I didn't learn anything. I was right all along.
Crickets. Damn it.
I don't think the second half applies unless you explain it. It's like,
well, first of all, I know I wouldn't learn a darn thing, and I think I know more about the wrestling business than Vince Russo does. But I don't know. I think there's people that are crazy or stupid enough to actually put the money down to go to this conference. Now, Trista, just curious, if somebody paid for you to go to this seminar, would you go?
I would totally go. Are you kidding? For sure. You don't want to hear what insane things he has to say? It'd probably be like a Charlie Sheen stand-up or something, like that whole tour that he did. It would just be a disaster that you'd want to watch. Of course I would go. I wouldn't even have someone pay for it. I'd pay for it myself.
I just would have a problem giving Vince Russo money, is my thing.
Yes, that's me.
That's the whole issue.
The man brought me the brood. Like, that's how I'm looking at him. Thanks for introducing me to Edge.
The man also brought us David Arquette as WCW champion.
And even David Arquette didn't like it. The man has also mastered the art of the run-in and the swerve.
Mm-hmm.
To the point that anytime it's used, it's directly associated with him, and there's that one picture that keeps popping up on the fan boards. You know the one. Him reclined in the chair with his legs crossed and his great big sick grin on his face.
Uh-huh.
But again, I post this question to UVRM. If it was paid for and you got to go, would you go and what would you do?
I'd start a fire Russo chain even though he doesn't have a job.
Oh,
Step boy, I don't think you'd do much better, would you?
No, I wouldn't. I'd be chaining this shit, or this sucks, or something, I don't know.
Well, no, you just, you know, you'd let him ask a question to the group, and you could sit in the back and yell, "Swerve!" You know, I know what I would do. I would be deliberately late for the class. I would show up about 15 minutes in. While he's in the middle of making a very important point, the door would fly open! And I'd come dashing through the door and run to my seat and sit down. And he'd go, "What the hell was that?" I said, "It was running."
Oh, my.
And I think at that point I would find a very comfortable spot and let him lecture. And then when he finally asks me a question,
"Can't hear you. I'm asleep."
So for that, with that hilarity out of the way, gentlemen, I think we have discussed damn near everything that we're going to talk about this week. And Trista, again, thank you for coming back.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me. This is exciting and a highlight of my night.
There you go. Yes. And I appreciate you jumping in on short notice, since Mr. Williams does have a fairly intensive announcing gig tomorrow and needed his beauty sleep.
I understand needing beauty sleep.
So I think I'm going to do us all a favor and make sure we can all get a lot of beauty sleep tonight. That's going to get me in trouble. But yes, I think that's going to do it for us tonight. So before we go, Statboy, do you have anything to plug?
Well, I've got to plug the Freakin' Awesome Network at freakinawesomenetwork.com. I'm a mod there. You should watch out.
Hey, you're a mod. Can you take away my warning from 2007 when I raged so badly on Eli Manning for his 4-pick day?
Probably.
Trista, would you like to plug your status on the fan boards?
I'm a gentle lover on the fan boards.
Yes, you are.
And had a small part in getting that boy in as mod, so that's all I am. I'm on Twitter at 521, all spelled as FIVETWENTYONE.
And VRM, I'm sure you've got something to plug.
Yeah, so there's a little thing going on right now called the NCAA Basketball Tournament, and we're covering that on the WrestleCraft Sports Digest, and Detroit is... They are Detroit, because they just lost 65-50. Tie that into the beginning of the show. So, more on Peyton Watch. Both the issues that Peyton's having... That Sean Peyton's having with... the league in regards to Bounty Gate and Peyton Watch, as in where is Peyton Manning going to be playing. Somebody pulled a Brett Favre in baseball. I'm not sure what Jason's take on it is.
Go ahead.
But Andy Pettitte comes out of retirement for the Yankees.
Apparently he loves it. He loves it a whole lot.
And Tiger's injury says it's not going to keep him out of the Masters. But But it did last time he hurt himself. So is this? So we're gonna have to watch and see if. I wonder if Tiger's even gonna get a win this year now again.
Nobody in the building cares! Nobody in the dressing room cares! So much goddamn injustice around here! I've had it up to here!
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's all Wednesday at 9. And I'm still on TR just because I didn't know whether or not that the second laptop thing could be done.
But it can, and I'm doing it now.
And I might be doing it soon as well.
So, unfortunately, I don't have anything to plug except for the fact I've got a 4-day weekend. It started off shitty, but it can only get better from here. Between the local auto show, I'm going to help somebody apartment hunting, and next Monday I get to celebrate the fact that I was brought into this world a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Let's just put it that way. So, for VRM, for Stat Boy Josh Henniger, and for our lovely returning Trista Timpson, my name is Nikki Heyman. You have been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection as sponsored by WrestleChat.net. Warning, we will be back next week. And that's all the warning you get. Good night, everybody.
For more information about this podcast and all of our other podcasts, please visit our website at clwa3.com. Any questions or comments? Please send an email to clwa3network@gmail.com. This has been a presentation of the CLW83 Network. Tune in.